WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Former President Donald Trump rallies in Butler, Pennsylvania, the site of the first assassination attempt against him. CBS Pittsburgh's Rick Lee Sayer is there.
Former President Donald Trump opened Saturday's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, as if he were picking up where he left off before a would-be assassin's bullet grazed his ear almost 3 months ago.
All who have visited this hallowed place will remember what happened here, and they will know of the character and courage that so many incredible American patriots have showed and know.
Hurricane Helene has killed hundreds in the southeast. While crews still work on recovery efforts, Vice President Harris was joined by the North Carolina governor and the mayor of hard-hit Asheville. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The Democratic nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, headed to North Carolina to survey the devastation from Hurricane Helene, pledging ongoing federal support.
Federal assistance for these issues is, I know, extremely important because a lot of folks don't save for these kinds of emergencies, and when they hit, it takes a real drain on their resources and ability to take care of themselves and their family.
This was Harris's second trip in just 4 days to the disaster zone.
A storm system in the Gulf of Mexico, meantime, has strengthened into Tropical Storm Milton. Forecasters are warning it could intensify into a hurricane and hit the west coast of Florida in the coming days. Jamie Rome is with the National Hurricane Center.
The area of disturbed weather that we've been watching for a while now has enough organization to be classified a tropical storm and has thus acquired the name Milton. The track of Milton will progress over the Gulf of Mexico over the next several days, potentially impacting Florida.
Overseas now, a series of explosions were seen over Beirut as Israel continues its strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. Correspondent NTS Tayeb is in Lebanon.
It's Hezbollah Israel says it's after as it ramps up its bombing campaign across Lebanon, leveling entire buildings. 1 week ago, Israeli fighter jets targeted this building in the predominantly Christian village of Ain El Deb. It was full of people who had fled the fighting further south. At least 60 people were killed, according to Lebanese health officials.
Well, this was once a five-story building. It's now just a mountain of rubble. All that's left of what was once people's lives, just bits of clothing and dust.
A nail-biter, Vanderbilt just did the impossible in college football. They stunned number one-ranked Alabama 40-35 at home. It is the first top five team they have beaten in the program's history. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. We offer auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. Visit progressive.com today.
Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You're drinking Sunny D in your Jackie O shades, getting off on a lawn chair, knowing what I had to say. Yeah.
for me to work, the more I disconnect the dial, tone the sound check of being alone. Water and don't keep you strong, it works in spurts, but not for long. Your roots, they need some loving on. The soul can be a desert. Strike a climb down every key and cat until I found some solid ground to plant a brand new life around. If I was the dirt beneath the sneakers on your soulless feet, I'd let you far from the mirage so you could see the water. Oh, you can grow your garden. Oh, you can grow.
Of local goodness, Max Inc. Radio After Hours. We kicked off this last hour with a double dip of local goodness from Brett Newsky. See Brett live in Green Bay on 1012 or in Appleton on 1116. All this localness is powered by Halloween at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday the 26th, with live music from Honey Shot. There's drink specials and a costume contest worth $400 for first place. More information, go to lazyelflounge.com. So what is next in the After Hours? Well, you guessed it, more local music that you can see and hear on your own, like Too Sick Charlie, live at the Red Rooster on 10-9, and heard now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Leaving you.
That was West Side Andy doing a few shows at Otto's on the West Side, October 8th and then on the 15th. Don't have a pencil or a pen to write that information down while you're driving? Well, we've got you covered. Check out Max Inc. Radio on all those social media things that are out there. Not only not social media, not your speed. Well, we also have that website, maxincradio.com, or message us using that Civic Media app. Who knows? Jimmy might even give you directions to that next Mascot Theory show at the Barrymore. It's Flannel Fest, and it's back 11/16. And this is Wrong Side on Max Inc. Radio.
As I try to find my place here on the wrong side, yeah, the wrong side, on the wrong side, yeah, the wrong side. Oh, and all the folks that care for me tell me it's okay to be on the wrong side, yeah, the wrong side, on the wrong side, yeah, the wrong side.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, I'm gonna take my guitar and leave this town. I'm gonna find me a new place to hang around. Baby, I ain't coming back for a long, long spell. My guitar wants to see a new place, and I guess, baby, you gotta see a new face. So I'm gonna be too far to reach my mail. What's the use? You're a red hot mama and you're on the loose. You never tired of the honky tonking around. My big guitar is ringing pretty low, all tuned up and I'm ready to go. So come on, baby, I'm Carolina bound. Oh, guitar, let's go. To turn me down, you thought I'd always be around, but I'm telling you, woman, you got a lot to learn. Cause me and my guitar, we're gonna be gone, we're gonna be too far to reach my phone. In the honky tonks, having all sale time. Hey, well, the guitar singing is a pretty loud.
Something, maybe ask you guys to be a better. Are you guys feeling all right? We want to say thank you to the dancers. We're going to thank you a couple more times tonight if you keep doing it. For sure.
Who let him in here?
I don't know. All right, now we want to tell you we can do it.
In the Star Dazers live at the Stoughton Opera House on 10/12. We heard Carolina Bound from them. Next up, Mad Town Mannish Boys and Hey Baby live at the North Street Cabaret on 10/11. Whiskey Row Saloon on 10/19. Those are two great shows, two great venues, too. Your ears have been blessed with the local goodness here on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. And the Rascal Theory is up next, literally on stage right now at the Full Mile Beer Company in Sun Prairie. This is Make Believe on Max Inc. Radio. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I know that you are impatient. I guess it's 5 after 9 o'clock. Another day that I've wasted. It's better if you fight it off. Is it not what you came for? I never know what I want. Could you come back tomorrow? You shake it off. Forgive and then forget.
We took a break and then brought you back with Slow Pulp and then the Driveway Thrift Dwellers, King of Milwaukee. And you can only imagine His Royal Highness is listening to us on 101 The Shaw out there in Milwaukee. No matter what your level of royal status is, you can listen to us anywhere using that Civic Media app. And it's powered by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. We have more local music for you, them Coolie Boys, on Max Inc. Radio in the after hours. We are local music.
People standing in the streets, never bear with dignity. People walking in a line, even stepping out of town, saying it's okay. It's just the sound of the chimes. Say it's okay. Chairs, look around, chains ain't there. Yeah, we stick and lean like I slayed it on my knee. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the shine. Say it's okay. It's just a sign of the shine. Gotta right, choose our voice. Time and place, not a choice. But the stones on which we speak, though our words don't mean a thing. Say it's okay.
Just in this.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music. After hours of Mag Zinc Radio, that was Nestor. So many live shows this summer. Right now, there's nothing new for them, but I know the Mamas are coming up shortly, and I know they're always part of all of their live events, so fingers crossed we'll have more information on other Mag Zinc Radio After Hours. Jada James now on Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Just love to cry. somebody like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. You've got this way.
That's going to do it for me. Catch Max Inc. Radio in the after hours each week right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I now know to Chicago, Miss Maddie starts calling me. She don't even ask if I miss her, with open arms she'll always be. Meet me at the bar on State Street, we'll talk about the funky scene. With people everywhere, breathing in the air, dancing like they just don't care, no, no. Turn the key and hope for ignition, then the rubber's gonna hit the road. I'm tired and I don't have a penny, but that's okay cause I'm heading home. Dreaming of a night on the terrace, the moon's gonna light the stage. The joker's in the main, joker's got it made. I wanna play the Peachtree game, no, no. My one, Miss Madison,
down south to Miami. I wandered over to L.A. I look up in the sky and I'm dreaming. Miss Maddie's so far away. Now how you gonna dance with no music? You can't sing if there ain't a song. I call her on the phone, says she's all alone. The function's on the way back home.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was backbreaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.